This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two cars in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. Because if you're just going to sit there yelling and screaming from the couch, don't bother. Okay, go watch something else or do something else. And I realize there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one. And I do appreciate a lot more than you think. So, again, thanks for being with me tonight. Head up to the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do to on the website, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years or so. Catch my hands. But you don't have to. And the funny thing about it, these are all the labels that the left gave me. These are the people who don't want to label anything, right? Well, I don't want to label them. They don't like labeling, except when it comes to labeling one of us. Then it seems to be okay. So I get a big kick out of this one. You know, I constantly fight with some of you guys on the left who will send me emails, and, you know, because that's a fake news and I'm lying, and there's no such thing as voter fraud. Guess what? You're wrong. So what happens is, and we've talked about this a dozen times, and in Los Angeles, it is out of control. I don't care what you believe or you think you believe or you think you know, it is out of control, period. So a report finds that thousands of non-citizens are on the voter rolls in Virginia. And not only that, but the governor has nixed two bills, two laws that would have fixed this, that would have made it impossible for these people to vote. Now, a conservative legal organization has uncovered that Virginia's election officials removed thousands of voters between 2011 and 2017. The report was released on Tuesday. The Public Interest Legal Foundation, a conservative legal group, found 5,500 voters were removed because they were non-citizens, and that one-third of those removed voted illegally, and they knew it. And it gets even better. You know, some of these votes, I mean, some of these elections were won or lost by a couple hundred votes, and I would guarantee my week's paycheck against yours. Actually, I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee my year's paycheck against one of your one-week paychecks that the majority of these people voted Democrat. Oh, let me add a word. An overwhelming majority of these people voted Democrat. You know, I wasn't, God forgive me, but I wasn't really making fun, but my wife said she went to, what was that, the L.A. Cemetery, the not Memorial Cemetery for vets, right? Okay. And I said to her, you know, what did you say? It was 8,500 people in there, 85,000. Yes. And 5,500 in the mausoleum, right?
Correct.
So roughly 90,000, right?
No, 85 total.
80, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I've run out of fingers and toes. We have to move on. All right, so we have 85,000, right? And my question to you, the free book, free shirt, for anybody who can answer this question, how many of those people in the cemetery are still voting in L.A.? I'd like to know that question. I'm sure a majority of them as well. So the report that we... God, I've lost it tonight. So Hans von Spakovsky, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a board member of the Public Interest, Interest Legal Foundation, told a local news source in an email that the findings of the report are alarming. No, really? Really? This is what we need in the report? So, you know, you look at this. Since Trump was elected, he's been talking about voter fraud. He's been trying to get the Department of Justice to work on this. You know these states are going to push back. And I guarantee you the states that are going to push back the hardest are the ones with Democrat governors. I guarantee it. What are they afraid of? They're afraid they're going to lose their voters? Is that what they're afraid of? Because seriously, you've got to be one soulless human being. If you're okay with stealing and cheating to win at something, and you get it, and you actually feel good about it. Now, the thing about this is that some of these people who voted, when they got their original, and this is the problem we have in California, but when these people got this, they actually checked on the box of the driver's license that they were not citizens, but when they registered to vote, they registered that they were citizens. So either they have one hellacious drug problem from the time they went from the DMV to the registration people, because you got to have your license or something, and the person at the registration department couldn't look at the license and figure this out. Do the computers not talk to each other? We got some major league problems with this stuff. I was in technology for 20 years. This is why I keep saying I do not want to vote online. I don't want to register online. I don't want any of this stuff done online. I want you to do it in person. I want to see your face. I want to see your ID. I want to be able to read your ID because I want your ID in English. It ain't that hard. So anyway, we've been screaming about this. We're on the air now almost 9 years. And we've been screaming that this has been going on for 9 years. We see it in our own neighborhoods. Right, we've almost been a witness to it. You know how hard it is it's so hard to prove voter fraud. It's probably the only crime where the criminal has to look at you and say, yes, I did it. That's how bad it is. That's how tough it is to prove voter fraud. So Logan Churchill, the communications director at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, told the Signal in an interview now, according to this report, it was based on voter history documents. They had to do records requests, lawsuits, just on and on and on. And the voters weren't caught because the state went out of its way to dig and find out. They were caught by accident because they would go back to get licenses, renew their licenses, and they would go from non-citizen to citizen status all of a sudden. Just crazy. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. Now, listen, don't wait till it's too late. Right? Don't wait to be married or together for 3 to 5 years and find out if your lover is secretly a Trump supporter. I'll tell you how to fix that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, that's funny. What a great lead-in, right, Cocaine? I mean, you really, to get through some of the stuff you got going on today, you got to feel like you did one too many lines, seriously. Anyway, I want to thank you for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Joe from Australia. God, Joe, you're probably the only conservative single guy down there. Maybe that's, you know, what it's all about, because it's just craziness, man. It really is craziness going somewhere to happen with some of the stuff that we're putting up with. Right? Let's see. I know I don't do this often enough anymore, because I get too crazy with what's going on. Dave out of Ohio, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us tonight. Who else? Come on, you got to tell me where you're from, because if you don't tell me where you're from, I'm not guessing, and I'm not going to look yet. Lewis, first-time listener, thanks for joining us. That's Sailor Cap. Watch, I'm going to call it the wrong thing, and it'll never come back again. I don't know if that's you or your dad, but either. Thank you for your service. Always appreciate. Always love our servicemen. Seriously do. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, so I was talking earlier, and I said, some of you guys have found your mate in the wrong place for all the wrong reasons. You know how that goes, anyhow. And someday you wake up and you decide to sober up, and you realize that she's a vegan and you're not. She's a Jew and you're not. And she voted for Hillary and you didn't. And that's the deal breaker. So why wait? Why wait till the crap hits the fan? Why don't you do it on the front end and find out where you guys stand? I know it requires you to be sober for a little bit of time, but I'm sure you can handle that. Not a big deal. But my next guest, I get a kick out of because I would have never thought of doing this. And not only would I never thought of doing it, but even today, as it heats up, as we'll say, you know, people don't even want to wear baseball caps. And I got this shirt. The shirt doesn't even say anything about Trump. Nothing. And it doesn't even say, you know, make America great again. It doesn't say stand for America. And people will send me emails like, God, I'll buy this shirt, but I can't wear it because I'm afraid I'll get beat up. Well, I wonder, would you get beat up for going to Trump singles? Anyway, Dave Goss joins me. And Dave is, are you the co-founder or the founder or the man for Trump singles?
I'm the founder. I'm the one that came up with the whole idea. Brought in some buddies to help me out, but I'm the one that's, it's my idea, it's my baby. So.
And so, let me see if I can paint this picture. You're sitting there, you're watching what's going on TV, you throw back two or three beers, and you go, honey, what do you think of this idea? What if we hook up a whole bunch of conservatives for Trump singles?
Pretty much. And that's almost literally how it went.
And I wasn't even there, people. I want you to know. I wasn't there, really.
I was sitting there. A couple people had mentioned there were some other political dating sites. And I was like, hey, Tanya, my wife, like, how about TrumpSingles.com? And she's like, you're an idiot. And I said, well, I'm going to go look and see if it's there. And the domain name was there. So I grabbed it and went and talked to my buddy. And we just took off from there and started making it.
So you really, I mean, did you expect it to really go anywhere? Was it a ha-ha moment? Let's just have some fun with it and see what happens.
Yeah, let's have some fun with it. Let's see what happens. We at first, we were like, should we make this a joke or should we, like, actually do something serious with this? And we're like, well, let's actually put it up and make it and then see what happens. And it just took off right away. So wow. So we're like, all right, well, we're good through November at least. And we honestly weren't even sure if Trump was going to win or not. So in November, I'm sitting there writing rebranding ideas at 5 o'clock on November 8th, 11 o'clock. I'm crumbling up that piece of paper, throwing it away, knowing that I got 4 years under my belt.
Oh, my God. All right. So before the election, when everything was going down, I'm sure you're watching the numbers. You're trying to pay attention to what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
What was there a moment where you went, hey, this might work out? I mean, you're starting to see the numbers grow. Did they start off flat? Did they grow? Give us some idea of the history of how it happened.
Well, I mean, like, even before the election, we didn't believe the polls. We didn't think that Trump had we thought that Trump may have had a chance, whereas, you know, all the polls were saying, well, he had like a 12% chance, an 8% chance, a 2% chance. We didn't believe that. We're just like, they're lying to us just like they always do. So, but
Wait a minute. Are you making the statement on this show that the press actually lies to us? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I'm sorry. Hey, I mean, that's why we're thankful to have you and other people. And, you know, we do our podcast and try to get real stuff out there also. So, but yes, the mainstream media does lie to us. So they were saying all these numbers. And so, you know, like I said, I was sitting there, I was doing, I had my notebook out doing rebranding ideas just for like wealthy business people. That type of thing. And then I saw the numbers start to come in. And so Trump's ahead a little bit. All right. We're doing all right. Now I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop and just sitting there watching. Numbers keep getting bigger and bigger and they're staying on Trump's side. It takes Florida. Oh my gosh. Oh no. We're going to actually do this. And then I get the tweet from the AP saying that he took Pennsylvania. I had a perma smile for about 36 hours.
Did you quickly jump on the internet and reserve that name for 10 years?
Yes, I did. we did that the next day. We have that domain for as long as GoDaddy would let us reserve it for. And
wow.
And right now we're actually in the process. The site has had one makeover since we started, and we are in the process of doing a complete overhaul on the site now. So the site that you see now in about a month or two is going to be completely different. It's going to be much better. It's going to be more user-friendly. So you guys are really going to like it. Get on now so that you can get the special deal as an existing member once we start the new site.
Well, I love this. So when you – again, I'm going to go back to – when you first came out the deer, you got it running, and you're up there, and the debates are happening, and you're watching the numbers. How did you see the membership? Was there a specific time where you saw it flatline, or has it consistently grown right up to the election?
We've had three huge boosts. The first, like we started off, we had a few hundred members, just kind of like a test, like a soft opening, and then right after he won the primary, then we jumped up, we blew up. That's when we first started getting all the media attention and everything was going. So we had a big number there. Then there was kind of a flat line at the end of October, going into the beginning of November. There was a gradual grow from about the end of July through the middle of October, and then it slowed down for about 2 weeks. And then as soon as he won, then boom, we got another like 8,000 people signing up right after that. And then the week before the inauguration, and from the week before the inauguration to the week after the inauguration, for that two week time, we gained about another 20,000 people.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that was even with our site. We'd gotten so much traffic on the day of the inauguration that our site actually crashed. And we were down for almost 36 hours, and we still gained all those people. So
wow.
Yeah, so it was, people saw what was going on, and now, even today, like, we gain a whole lot of members every time that somebody attacks Trump. People do not like when Trump gets attacked. So.
Wow, that's great. We'll come back and talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. TrumpSingles.com. Head over there. Check it out. I mean, come on. What? You might find somebody. Well, wait a minute. If you're already married, don't do that. Don't do that. It could be problematic. We'll be back in a minute. David Goss is my guest. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. Listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend it with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey. 855-732-5563. And Simeone does it again. Figured it'd take an Italian guy to pull it off, wouldn't it? So, anyway, see, you miss it if you're not watching. Even though I make fun of you for watching. But if you're watching, you're missing the Trump singles party that's going on without you. Anyhow, I already told you that. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on out there. So much information you get. Look at the writers love it when you comment on what they're doing. They really do. And if you comment on what they're doing, that way they know whether they're hitting a nerve, not hitting a nerve. We are pretty thick-skinned people on TRS. That's not a big deal. I want to get my guest back on right now. Dave Goss joins me. He's the founder of TrumpSingles.com. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better. Anyhow, Dave, thanks for joining me today. Always a pleasure. Would help if I turned your mic on, wouldn't it?
There we go.
Yeah, okay. Now, I do have to say something. You first interview happened where? Come on, let them know.
Oh, it was you. You were the first interview that I did. I think Market Watch had found me. I'd done an article for them, and the very next night I was on with you.
Wow!
So you were you were my first live on air interview.
Okay. Well, we'll move on from that because somebody will take that the wrong way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So okay. So are you? What kind of feedback are you getting on the side of me? When I say that, are you getting emails from people, you know, talking about how great the site is? It's great that they can have a place to go. Are there chat rooms in the site where people can kind of converse? Or?
Chat rooms are going to be on the new version that's going to be out in a couple months. Where, as I said, we're evolving it. But as of right now, it's just your typical dating site, and we have gotten a lot of good feedback. There are people.
I've been married for 15, almost 16 years. Would you say to me, it's a typical dating site? enlighten the old folks.
All right, you can send messages to each other. If you pay a monthly fee, everything's free. If you you can buy credits, so let's say you want to talk to somebody who isn't paying the monthly fee and they've just signed up and have their account, let it expire, whatever they've done, you can actually buy credits and send it to them so that they can correspond with you without having to pay for a whole membership. So you know, there's multiple ways that you can be on our site through whether you want to pay the monthly or you just want to pay for the credits. And you send messages to each other. You can search for people. You know, you get to meet a whole bunch of different people from your area and from around the country, even around the world. We have people that are in Italy, Spain, Ukraine, Russia, of course.
Russia.
Yes. Okay. Australia.
So you have a Russian connection?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We'll need a special prosecutor. Yeah. Go ahead. Get him here tomorrow.
But we, and for the Australian guy, yes, we do have some women in Australia. Yes, we do. So
are they Russian women?
Yeah. They're not unhappy.
No, I get the
bread.
Things all the time for the Russian and the Asian women. You couldn't be 180 degrees apart from each other. What do you people think I'm looking for? I got what I want. Thank you very much. Right. Anyhow, but go ahead.
It's everything. The people love the site. They love that they're able to get past that initial stigma of are they, aren't they going to call me a racist on the first date? You know, so it's, or any other type of word that the liberal echo chamber continues to use against Trump supporters.
Okay, so there's your commercial.
Yes.
Right, you got to do this thing, don't let this happen to you. And you have two couples sit down at the table, and one of the guys starts talking about how he voted for Trump, and isn't he doing a great job, and just have her jaw opening bigger and bigger and bigger, and throw her plate at him and say, I never want to see you again.
Right.
You know, and then he says, don't let this happen to you. TrumpSingles.com.
Right.
There you go. Well, okay.
Thank you. We'll give you producer credit on that one.
No, see, I look at that stuff, and I say that to people all the time. Politics today is like, you know, religion and how you're going to bring up your kids and you're a vegan or a non-vegan,
right? Right, definitely. It was something that wasn't talked about before. When my parents met in the 70s, they didn't talk about politics. My mom was a Democrat. My dad was a Republican. They got married.
Oh.
They were together for 34 years. I don't know how my dad did it, but he did it. And my mom was a very, very lovely woman. Today it's a first date topic now. It used to be way down on the list of things that would break up a relationship. Now it's number two underneath religion. And
really?
One in four relationships is destroyed by politics these days. There was a couple recently who had been married for 21 years. I'm pretty sure there was a little bit more than just this going on, but they were at dinner. The election had passed and he had mentioned, oh yeah, I voted for Trump during the election. Like you were just talking about, and her jaw dropped. And 2 days later they filed for divorce. So it's ridiculous that out there that people, there's so much more to a human being than just their political beliefs. But the left is so unwilling to look past that little bit of who somebody is to find out how much more there is of somebody, that as soon as you say Trump, then, you know, this wall comes up, the claws come out, you know, they start wanting to throw bottles at you
Well, Dave, I've got to say, you know, looking at you here and talking with you, I could see you starting Trump Singles because, you know, you look like your stereotypical, racist, homophobe, lesophobe. There's got to be a bunch of other ones.
Islamophobe, xenophobe.
Right?
I mean, every phobe there is.
Right?
Right.
you have that white supremacist look about you.
Right.
No, I've gotten to know Dave over a period of time. And it's funny how people right away, because you're associated with something Trump, you have to be a hater. But that's... Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't believe in it. You believe in letting people live and let live, right?
Oh, yeah. And also, I do have friends that are liberal, and that it was great that they were the great ones because they were the ones that would come out and say, even though I hate and despise him, I support you. So, because they do know me and they know that I'm not anything that a Trump supporter gets labeled. Even though then I see them going out and labeling other Trump supporters. I'm like, didn't you guys learn anything from me? Like, come on. But you know, it's been a fun experience doing all this. And, you know, I've always wanted to start my own business and this was my chance to finally do it. And I'm just excited that I got to, that I was the, like that one in a million shot that actually took off. So,
but you're the American dream. And when I say that, I mean, not the total dream. It's not like you came here on a boat, but,
no.
You know, you're working, you're doing your thing, you come up with an idea. You couldn't do this in other countries, or very few other countries could you pull this off with.
Right.
Right?
Very,
I mean,
very few other countries. You know, that, and especially when you're doing something when you're doing something that involves somebody like Trump. You know, you'll get beat up out there. I mean, you look at the rallies and the riot and the quote unquote riots that we have here. You know, it's a couple people throwing fists, nothing that big. You look at France where they're throwing petrol bombs at the police. Like, if I tried to start this in France, if I had a LePenSingles.com, I'd probably be hung and lynched over there. But over here, I just get called nasty names and told on Twitter to go kill myself. And it's like, all right, guys. Thanks, I guess. Like, make sure to share the page.
That's coming from the caring, loving left. You know, I was teasing earlier today. I had a guy on and I said, I'm confused by this because the left says that they're the Big Ten party, that they're the ones that approve of everybody. They allow everybody in. No. And they're talking about possible 2020 candidates for president.
Already.
And let me see, we've got Bernie Sanders, an old white guy. We've got Hillary Clinton, sorry people, an old white lady, okay?
Yeah.
Then we've got Joe Biden, another ancient white guy. What is it? They might have a big tent, but the people of color must be cleaning the outside of the tent because they can't seem to come in.
Yeah. And, I mean, I always see these, Michelle Obama 2020, that's never gonna happen. You know, Joe Biden, he still thinks the purple crayons taste like grape. So, I mean, is that really somebody we want doing foreign policy? And then we have, Hillary's already proven that she's just an awful candidate. And Bernie's gonna be, what, like 79 in 2020? Are we gonna really elect an 80-year-old that really, at this point, life expectancy-wise, doesn't have a chance to even make it through his first term? So it's they're not bringing their A game, but they don't really have an A game because the DNC is imploding under itself right now. It is in such shambles. It is doing so horrible. I mean, when you have Maxine Waters as one of your loudest advocates, you know you're in trouble. So it's just going to be real interesting to see who they do decide to pull out of the woodwork and throw up there for 2020. But right now, it's not looking good.
So, you know, I mean, we're going to run out of time here in a second for this segment, but you grew up in a house for Republicans and Democrats. You said that they really didn't speak about politics that much, but I'm sure there was conversation around the table as to how to treat people, how to live your life, and that kind of thing.
Definitely. There was definitely that. And then when political-type incidents did happen, something where that either the left would say one thing or the right would say another thing, my parents just told us the facts, and they let me and my sister decide what we thought was best based on how they taught us to treat people and view the world. And, you know, my sister's kind of been a centrist, a right-leaning centrist, and me, I'm obviously right.
I know where you are, yeah. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, if you like the show and you believe in capitalism, hang out during the commercials. Seriously, how else do you expect us to pay for the show? Now, you can always go to Patreon, which is up on my website, therealside.com, and I get enough of those, we can can the commercial. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, up on Trump Singles, we recently had a breakup that you guys might want to get in touch with. Well, you have to get her to sign up first.
We'll get her to sign up. We'll get her on there. We'll find someone for her real nice. Well, maybe she's in Australia. I don't know.
Yeah, Joe will get her first, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Buy my shirt. Ramblings. No, the shirt is hashtag Stan. Yes. Anyway, listen. I'm sorry to you people saying, you know, you're afraid to wear a shirt, you're afraid to wear a hat, you're afraid. Stop being afraid. Because if you weren't such a bunch of scared people, we would have had Obama for 8 years. Seriously, get off your butts, go out there. Now, I'm not saying take baseball bats, don't go beating anybody. Don't do what the filth does. Do the right thing. Simply stand for your freedom. Stand for your right to speak out. Stand for your freedom of speech. Don't let them shut you down. And if you're in Portland, I don't think we're on a station in Portland, but we are on a station in Salem. Hop in your car, go to Portland, and show them what real patriots do. Don't sit there and whine and talk about, oh, look at them over there. They're praying. Go over there. Occupy the other side. Right? Maybe we take up three street corners and they get the one. Seriously. Let them show their stuff. I'm telling you, with this new president, some of the things that we've seen happen, we saw the Texas legislator yesterday. He called for not just for ICE, but he called for the police to come and arrest the people, not that were protesting, but the ones that were out there, first of all, without a protest permit, and secondly, they're illegals. They're here illegally. Think about what we've given these people. They come out here, they're here illegally, and they have the spine to go out and illegally protest. Why? Because last year, there was no way in hell that these guys were going to get arrested. Now, they may have to learn how to clean the inside of a steel toilet. And you know what I mean by that. Anyway, I know. I'm sorry. I get started, and then that's it. Anyway, David Goss joins me, the founder of Trump Singles. No problem. Always a pleasure, Trump. Trump, thanks for being here. Dave, thanks for being here with me tonight.
That's wonderful. Oh, okay. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it. I always love coming on and chatting with you, Joe. This is always one of my favorite things to ever do when it comes to Trump Singles.
You must live a really boring life.
the other people I interview with are boring. They ask me all the same questions. I get to have some fun with you, at least.
Well, so this is always interesting to me. So you grew up in a house, again, it was kind of split. You said your sister was she leans a little right, but she's more of a moderate.
Yeah, she's center. She's a little worried about Trump and how he talks and how my nieces are gonna hear, but see a leader be in our country. But it's like it's the same way that I think that my parents were with us is that we saw some things that we probably shouldn't have seen. But at the same time, then my parents would just take us home and explain, okay, here's what you saw. This wasn't good because of this, and you need to be a better person than that. And so if he says something that she doesn't agree with, then I think that's how I'm going to handle my kids. I think that's how I think everybody should handle it with their kids. Let them know what's really out there in the world, and then explain to them, hey, this is what you're going to see in life. Don't shelter them. Let them see it, and then explain to them, hey, this is how you handle a situation like this, and this is what that type of person that person is, and let them know that people make mistakes, they say stupid things sometimes. I mean, Trump's a provocateur. That's what he does. He says these outrageous things to get a reaction out of people. So, I mean, even Billy Bush said that about the whole thing with his secret recording. He said Trump's a provocateur. He didn't really believe that Trump would actually do that stuff.
I love this stuff though. They first of all, just so we're clear, I'm not condoning what he said, but right. Let's have a real life conversation, okay? Yeah. And I'm tired of hearing this is locker room talk. This isn't locker room talk. This is office talk, hallway talk. Have you ever sat in a booth next to a bunch of women who have been drinking all night?
Oh,
okay?
Geez, yes.
I mean, I blush at some of the conversation and the language they had, all right? And now, again, not saying that it's okay, but I guess talking about it is worse than actually grabbing somebody against their will, like Billy Bob did, several times.
Yes.
Right? All that seems to be okay. It's always amazing to me. It's selective outrage and selective recall by the left.
Right.
It just always amazes me.
Yeah, and this goes for any politician that's in a Republican seat. Like our own our Steve Knight. All they want to talk about is the AHCA. He's done so many other things that have been helpful for our country, for our veterans, and now all of a sudden, but all they want to talk about is the AHCA. And it's like, guess what? Pre-existing the condition clause wouldn't even be in there if it wasn't for him anyway. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
No,
sorry to go on a run. What he's truly done
for vets and what have you. But see, we Republicans, to put it bluntly, suck at putting out their accomplishments. This legislative body has passed, I think it's 103 bills so far into law, and you haven't heard of that. All you've heard is about how ineffective President Trump's administration has been.
Right.
They've reversed 31 of the pieces of toilet paper that Barack Obama signed, you know, the executive orders that he signed. So to say that they've done nothing is just, to put it in his words, just a bunch of malarkey.
Right. They haven't. They just haven't done anything that they want to see done exclusively. And, you know, it's like, well, you don't have a socialist president. You're not going to get what you want. So until that unfortunate day, if it ever does come, you're not going to get exactly what you want. You're going to get what's best for everybody, because it's not you the people, it's we the people.
So a mutual friend of ours that I was telling him for a year that Trump was going to win, he kept telling me I was full of malarkey and that I didn't know what I was talking about. And the night that Trump won, he texted me and goes, I don't believe you, man. You were right. And I said, it's nothing special. And it's not even that I thought Trump was the right guy for the job. People are tired of the same old, same old. People are tired of the same way. And even the GOP right now is trying to run same old, same old. If they don't change, they're going to get changed out next time around. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if they're going to run based on the three candidates that we were talking about earlier, if they run all those, Trump's already won. 2020 is going to be Republican all over again. And I mean, I'm hoping it is, but you know, then if they keep trying to run that same thing again in 2024, it's going to be the same thing. We're going to have another Republican. You know, they had their one chance of getting somebody that was an outsider, that wasn't an establishment guy, that was somebody that people actually liked. And then he got rigged out of his own primary.
I wouldn't have voted for him, but I liked Bernie, and I liked Bernie because he told you the truth.
Yeah,
I mean, sure to say, yes, I'm a socialist progressive. He said, I'm a Democrat socialist. I want everybody to have free this. You didn't have to worry about reading between the words, did you?
No. And that's like him and Trump. They said what they wanted. They said them two different ways, but they said they said exactly what they wanted to do, and here's who I am, and this is what you're getting if you vote for me. With Hillary, you didn't know what you got. It's like, how many masks do you have on right now that we're going to, you know? You said you have your private persona and your public persona. Well, how many other personas do you got? How many multiple personalities do you have? So you never knew with her. She was awful. She was an awful candidate, and that's why she lost.
So have you always been this conservative? Has it been as you've grown and seen different things and saw how much money was being taken out of your paycheck? I mean, what really started really hard you turn hard right?
It was probably...
And for clarity,
mm-hmm.
You're not a highly religious guy, right?
I am religious, but I'm not highly religious. I'm not out there...
You're not a Bible thumping white guy.
No, I'm not. No, no, but I was raised in the church.
But most people consider right wing conservative, white Republican, hardcore, you know, church going people.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, because that's what they want to. That's how they make you look bad. Is like, oh well, you believe in Jesus and we don't, and he just as fake as the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. And it's like get out of here with that comparison. Like. There's a whole lot more to being a conservative than just believing in God and Jesus and Christianity. So that's it really irks me when people sit there and say, "Oh, you must be this crazy Bible thumper," and I'm like, "No, I'm not." I mean, I attend church when I have time. Like, I really don't have time to do that right now. I'm so busy with everything that I have going on. But one of my good friends is a pastor, and you know my producer his wife is a pastor, and she's a good friend of ours, so it's, you know, I still keep in contact with the religious. She even said that when me and my wife got married, we didn't even have that much of a religious wedding. We had a couple Bible scriptures read, and she said that's the most religious wedding that she's ever done. But it's just to constantly be labeled that Republicans are a whole lot more than just what the echo chamber says, and that's what it always comes back to, is that when you think about what everyone's being labeled, it's just the echo chamber repeating it over and over and over again. You know, there's plenty of people that are Jewish that are that are Republican. There's people that are Buddhist that are Republican.
Atheists.
Yeah, atheists. You know, on both sides, atheists. You know. And so to label one side on one religion is
gays, lesbians, tall, short, fat, thin, black, white, yellow, red.
We're all over the place. I mean, we have clubs for all these people too, which is great, right? So you know, and it brings the people together. You know, sometimes in the more Republican areas, it's like herding cats when you're trying to get them together. But
okay, this is live radio, so quick. Tell people where we got TrumpSingles.com.
Yes.
Where else can they learn about you and what you have going on?
The TriggeringPodcast.com. That's our podcast that we do. You can also find us on Twitter at the Triggering PO. And then we're going to be having a new website coming up in a couple months. So look out for that for Trump Singles.
And we'll check with you back in then again. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Next hour, don't blow this. No, seriously, don't blow this. Because I want you to come back. We're going to be talking about all kinds of happy stuff. I'm going to lose my mind if I try to tell you. I mean, seriously, they're mad that President Trump was singing the national anthem. They're upset about it. We'll be right back.